This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Talented.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in
talented.
Her new TV drama series
talented.
Called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
And good for us. We made it through this entire show. We've not really discussed American Idol last night.
Hey. Yeah, we talked about it a little during the break, but we haven't talked about it on the air.
A lot of bait and switching last night going on American Idol.
Never know what to believe with those guys. They set you up to feel sympathy with the contestant, and then boom, the contestant's out of there.
Yeah, down, boom, boom, boom. I like that Keith Tunstall.
Yeah, she's good.
Where's that? You got that thing on the computer?
Yeah. She's all right.
Listen to this. This is her doing I Want You Back by the Jackson 5.
Right. KT Tunstall?
Yeah. It's a live version. It's
cool.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
She is very much great. I want to hear this cover.
She got the snaggle tooth, though. Mm. She got teeth.
Like Jewel?
I want you back.
Where's the Jewel?
It's all right.
She's good. None of those people on American Idol are talented as hell this year. I went through and picked out like five or six last night that I thought really could win the whole goddamn thing.
No longer bored, huh?
And a lot of different styles, too.
No, and boy, Buzz, they ran through the talented people last night. Like Esther a goose.
They're going to do it again tonight.
We have to start again. I did it too fast. I was too excited.
Oh, I forgot she's from over there.
And that Irish girl last night is another one that I like. The chick with the tattoos up and down her arms.
And I like the whole story about her being allergic to her dog.
Yeah.
And then getting over her voice trouble.
And then the hard rock chick that got in the car wreck.
They're very unique people this year.
And what a bait and switch with the kid, the guy with the lady with the retarded kid.
Oh, you thought she was a lock and they sent her home. And I was very disappointed.
KT Tunstall.
Kind of an acoustic version.
Oh, she picks it up here in a second. She got a band and everything behind her. She needs just a second.
Warm it up.
All right.
Reminds me of when the guy last night on American Idol sang Love the One You're With.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he did a version that was not like very much unlike the
sort
other
of acoustic.
One.
Yeah. I had you to myself, didn't want you around.
Pretty faces always make you stand out. I would do her with Colin Farrell's D. Goddamn, she's talented.
Yeah, I was going to say. A little different than American Idol talent right here.
She is
the
so
good.
Good.
She's the good. Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
Yes. Yes, I will. Show you
that
I love you. Won't you
please send me? That is a unique voice right there.
She's talented. She's mega talented.
Is that a single or is that
no,
just
No, that's just from like Top of the Pops.
I love that.
I bet it will be.
I love the way she combines the unbelievably strong voice with a little of that growl that she's got. Because sometimes when you hear, like you mentioned the motorcycle chick that was on
Idol
last night, she's actually got, sometimes that growl can overshadow any sense of a note. Mm-hmm. And KT Tunstall, she's got the notes as well as the growl.
And what was the other thing from American Idol? When Simon walked off.
I like that.
Was now the reason he was walking off, he pitched a fit. But it was also the last person of the day, right?
He had just had enough. Uh-huh.
Enough of Paula, you have a great spirit.
And unlike a lot of shows where it seems to be, okay, Simon, you're going to get mad and have a fit now and walk off.
Right.
You know, maybe I just drink the Kool-Aid too much. It seems he really just had enough.
Uh-huh. Well, and he looked, at the very last second when you're watching him walk away, he looked pissed.
And he didn't like this kid when he auditioned.
Right.
And he doesn't like him now. I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to express my sympathy to the committee.
Oh, that's when Simon got mad at Clemens.
That's when they voted.
Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
Is that the nerdy kid?
Yeah, the one that wants to be president.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks.
Wow.
I surrender.
Whoa.
love Randy. What's I do
what
love
is
Randy.
This, man?
Like, Bush baby.
I just love
corny.
Him going, oh,
I've gotta be honest, it was a little corny. But there's always a spirit like yours that's needed.
There we
in
go.
The performance arena.
Get some 222s from Chris Berman.
Now, this is when this is what Simon really hates.
Yeah.
This is where he's when she about. Just fabricates the positive for uh-huh. them.
The guy stinks. The guy's a nerd.
Simon believes in tough love.
He got passed through simply because he's a nerd. Right. He can't sing. And she starts with the whole...
Spirit. You're a terrific spirit.
Nina.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Look, Kyle, apart from all this spirit in the performance arena nonsense, whatever that means...
nonsense.
It was abysmal. Okay, Paula, yes or no?
Kyle, I...
See, and her meds are kicking in right now.
Hey, what's the end of the day?
I think that whatever song that you select, we will have... The amazing spirit that you bring that I love.
You
it
know,
doesn't matter what
I can't
song.
Listen to this rubbish anymore. I'm going to say no. I can't
Are you
listen
sure?
to that.
Really,
Are you sure,
I thought
Simon?
You were going to say yes.
Are you sure?
God.
Are you sure? Is that a no from Simon?
Had it.
Kyle,
had it. Had it.
Stomach.
Good luck, Kyle.
He couldn't stand that he's rubbish nonsense. It's that terrible nonsense that you have.
They did one of their great bait and switch where there was someone that sucked, and Simon says, he goes first, absolutely not. And Randy Jack, hey, come on, Bush, baby. He goes,
what are you doing?
I'll vote yes. Ah. So it goes to the pill popper, you know, and she, of course, says yes.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Yeah,
so are you hungover or anything?
No, I'm not hungover, Regis. But what do you like, Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Her little punctuation, yeah. She got a little tickled by that, didn't you? So to speak.
Uh-huh. We used to have an American Idol tape there. Doesn't live in that slot anymore. Anywhere. Anyway, wasn't it great that we didn't talk about American Idol tonight?
That is great.
we completely ignored it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Another episode tonight.
Hi, Don.
How are
Mike.
You?
I'm well. Roger Clemens stuck to his story today, and former trainer Brian McNamee stuck to his, as both men testified today on Capitol Hill. And although Clemens has credibility problems of his own, one lawmaker tore into McNamee saying, I know one thing I don't believe, and that's you.
Yeah, it's Dan Burton that did that.
That guy is a douchebag. They're just standing up looking for publicity, and really he should be looking for where his either stool softener or what do you call the thing where you whiten your dentures in? What do you put that
his
thing
soaking
around?
Cup.
His poly grip or whatever right. it is. That's what that guy needs.
Mr. Corleone.
A lot of people talking about the fact that Clemens threw his wife under the bus today, calling her the steroid user in the family. And as for Andy Pettit's testimony that Clemens took steroids and HGH, Clemens says Pettit misheard and misremembers.
What not?
That is the biggest. I know we covered this earlier.
I misremembered.
Misremembered is like saying what not. And this was just painful to watch because they gave Clemens every chance to just say.
To confess.
Listen. Andy Pettit's right. I did it. Instead, it was, no, Andy Pettit's a great guy. He would never lie. He just...
You know what it was? It was much ado about nothing. It was exercise in nothing.
He misremembers.
Nothing happened.
What?
Nothing will happen.
What not?
You know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money were spent on nothing, on a big pile of garbage. Nothing came out of that. And you got two guys, you got them sitting down there in front of Congress. One of them is definitely lying to Congress, and there was no definitive answer. So, I mean, what good did it do?
Congress has the time because they've fixed the economy and stopped the war.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. All right, John Stewart. We've already heard that before.
After 5 hours of testimony, Congressman Henry Waxman summed it up by saying, someone isn't telling the truth.
You know, the thing is, they do have the power. If you lie to Congress and there's any, but you have to have a preponderance of evidence that you did lie to Congress, so nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. You won't have McNamee indicted. You won't have Roger Clemens indicted. Mm-hmm. And so what do we have today? One guy's lying. And I think that, you know, somebody at one point expressed the frustration. How can you not be frustrating watching this because nothing's going to happen to
right.
them? And I felt really for, you know, one of those rare times you hear the big, powerful congressional committee. Well, they're powerless. I mean, there's real. What are they going to do? I mean, one of those guys is lying. They can't take. I'd be more satisfied with the lie detector test.
An exercise in futility.
With Howie Mandel administering it.
We recently.
Mike, it's not Howie Mandel.
It's the other
guy.
It's
not Mark S. Allen either. It's Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, and not the Marky Mark.
Not the good Mark Wahlberg.
The good one.
Not the good one.
The good one. That doesn't sound too gay. The good one.
The really good one.
The good Marky Mark.
Roger Clemens never took steroids.
That answer is false.
Oh, that'd be a great show.
Wouldn't that
show.
Be great? Oh, my.
What you need is that woman saying, that answer is whatnot.
You know, I believe someday they will
that
have...
That answer is misremembered.
They will have the technology, much like DNA technology, to really be able to identify whether a person is telling
the truth. Oh, we're very close.
Haven't
to
you
that,
seen the movies, like, where they put something on and they look at you as if they're looking at you through a filter, and they can see by the colors in your skin and the way your pupils dilate? Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was body language, as you mentioned before, though, Clemens would be the guy that was licking the lips and had the cotton mouth and everything. And the other guy, he was pretty cool.
The rat was sitting there like, hey, I know this is going to happen. Bring it on.
Yeah, you might say better liar. Who knows?
we recently reported on
all I know is this. Nobody knows lying like disc jockeys. Nobody knows how to lie. Nobody knows how to get caught in a lie. Nobody knows how to get out of a lie.
And we mean all disc jockeys. We're talking about Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh included in that group.
Everybody, all the way down to the guy that runs the God Squad on Sunday morning.
Right.
And to a man, we have all decided that Roger Clemens is lying. Not that it matters, not that anything will be done about it.
Right.
But takes one to know one.
And it really, if he is, it says to me, you know, you can get accused of something, and then you can, you know, race out there on 60 Minutes. And if you counterattack and you counterpunch with a big, bullying, loud voice, you can slide on it. And I don't like that message at all.
And he's giving those of us – he's giving lying a bad name is what he's doing, because he's digging his heels in with that whole, I could run in circles for ye.
I did ye a favor.
Because I could pull a truck with my teeth. He's the worst liar in the world, and he should just stop it. Because there are guys out there, for God's sakes, it's Valentine's Eve. There are guys out there trying to lie right now.
They're trying to get through one more night just by telling a bunch of white lies. Uh-huh.
And they can't do it. And, Roger, you're wasting up all their good lie karma.
You think he
if that makes any kind of cosmic sense to you.
Think he ever took the old HGH with Mrs. Clemens, you know, when they
Absolutely.
Were going to get jiggy with it?
Come on, you know what it was? I'm going to shoot you up. Oh, you look so hot in that Sports Illustrated
getup.
Oh, Roger, you can throw the ball 100 miles an hour. I'll shoot you if you shoot me.
Yeah, but then when they talked about those fatty cysts or whatever. Those masses that he saw on the MRI, that took the lid out of everybody's pencil.
How about when they were talking about that he was wearing dress pants somewhere and his ass started to bleed?
Yes.
So then the other guy says, the rat says, oh, well, that's why Roger started carrying those little round Band-Aids with him. For when his ass would bleed from the shots.
Why, your ass isn't bleeding, Roger.
Exactly. Ass don't bleed.
And remember my motto. If you have to tell a lie, make it a white lie.
Yes, of course.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
That note was so clear.
And true. We recently reported on a police raid on an Abercrombie and Fitch store in Virginia Beach.
Right.
We didn't think it would lead to this. In Layton, Utah, police have conducted a raid on another mall staple, Spencer's Gifts. They say they've been getting complaints from the public, but the complaints aren't about the gags not being funny or the lack of quality manufacturing. No, the complaints are about the sexually explicit nature of the novelties sold.
We've all seen the dirty stuff in Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah, that's great. You go in and it says, like, world's biggest toothbrush, and it's just a couple of boobs with toothbrush bristles between them.
Right.
Acting on these...
It's great stuff.
It is.
...complaints, police in Davis County seized 15 boxes of items from the store and are investigating to see if any of this stuff has fallen into the hands of minors. They're mostly dumb games and, quoting a police sergeant, general items in the shapes of genitals.
You know, I have been in Spencer Gifts, and I have been one of the parents that has perhaps directed my kids, you know, in another direction. Mm-hmm. But it's Spencer Gifts. Come on. We all know it's there. We all know the booby cards are in there.
I remember as a boy there was the 18 and over section at Spencer's. And have you been to the Spencer's at Fair Oaks lately?
Sure.
It's like all black light and goth. They've made it scary.
Yeah, it's just scary. It's got a lot of like masks and things like that.
You can still go in and buy the ballpoint pen where you turn it upside down. She's naked.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
It's great for KISS stuff. Have you noticed if you go into Spencer Gifts, you can buy every sort of KISS. Well, you know, they got the KISS casket, they got the dolls, they got the drum kits.
I licensed most of that stuff. It's a good opportunity. I thought that I should take the opportunity to...
Bring your pants.
My pants My pants have accidentally fallen on the floor.
Who are you?
I'm Gene Simmons of KISS.
You did great on The Apprentice.
Thanks so much.
You like Don Trump?
Donald Trump is a stain.
Did you call him Don?
I did.
Don Trump. Donnie Trump.
A Washington, D.C. woman is suing Best Buy, meanwhile, for $54 million. That's $54 million because the Geek Squad lost her laptop. The woman filed a lawsuit after accepting, and
Buzz,
1,100. Yes?
This is how you'd be able to solve so many problems.
Uh-huh.
You know what?
Camp?
Here's what you do. You would just read that story and say, a woman is suing Best Buy for $54 million. She's going to camp.
Crazy Camp Lodge.
She
no waiting.
KKL.
She filed this lawsuit after she accepted from Best Buy an $1,100 reimbursement and a $500 gift card for the inconvenience. The woman says the store lied to her for 3 months about her repair status until it finally admitted it had lost the computer.
No computers at Crazy Camp, and that's computers.
K-O-M-P-U-T-U-T-E-R.
And no communication with a K with the outside world.
Exactly, and that's part of the beauty of it.
And if they want a Kit Kat, it's spelled with a C.
Absolutely.
The candy bar, K-A-N-D-Y.
Only way they can communicate is dorm to dorm with Dixie cups and string.
And in this
K-U-P-S.
In this weird world, the C word becomes the K word.
Yes.
Yes.
And when Rob goes to put his robe on, he goes to a CCC meeting.
And you know how I get there?
How?
In a Chrysler C car. And that's Chrysler with a K.
And all radio stations west of the Mississippi now begin with the letter C instead of the letter K.
And, of course, you're talking about Crazy Camp Lodge, where you will have the reproduction of, the men going up there and reproducing. And all those women will be able to have the child naturally or with K-Sex.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, who wants to feel important about themselves? Anybody?
Feel
anybody?
What?
Important about themselves.
Well, I'd like
I always feel important about myself, but I always need all the help I can get.
Mike, you know how important the list of the 100 heaviest hitters is in Talkers Magazine.
Yeah, were we 101?
66.
Did we move up?
I don't know. 66.
66?
We got.
I get my kicks out on Route 66.
We got beat by Hugh Hewitt.
The hell is he?
Right. And we're just a hair ahead of Larry Elder.
Larry Elder?
Again, who
he's
is
a
he?
Church elder, isn't he?
Don't know anything about it.
He's one of the elders.
Well, I think that's very special. Well, I think you should be congratulated on that and go out and have a drink or something tonight.
It was my dream before I left the show and retired that we would crack the top 60 uh-huh. of the heaviest shows.
You mean
shows
the top 70?
The top 70, Mike.
That's right. Well, go out and reward yourself.
Dream realized.
Get yourself some nice chocolates and maybe some Wiener Schnitzel and some apple strudel.
Because after all, when your top five is Glenn Beck, 5.
Yeah.
Dr. Laura, 4.
Dankeschön.
Michael Savage, 3.
Right.
Sean Hannity, 2.
Right.
And Rush Limbaugh, 1.
There they all are.
So there you go.
Numero 66.
Most of them are insane, however.
And just a side note to the junkies who do the morning show.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big time, guys. There you go at number 100. I know they feel good about it. They just made it.
Cool. Round of applause. It's a nice honor.
If you guys work hard enough and have a career as great as Mike and I, maybe someday you'll be number 66.
There you go. I know it's a big deal.
Just go ahead and dream, fellas.
Yes. Maybe you too can rub elbows with Prince von Ahol.
Hi there, Buzz. How are you?
I'm well. The man who co-created 24 is leaving 24.
Oh, no!
Executive producer Joel Surnow ran the first 8 episodes of this season now in production, but he won't be back for the remaining 16.
Goodbye, Joel.
He asked the studio to let him out of his contract early, making a clean break during the strike.
Did I notice a certain tone in your voice? Was it because the name Joel?
There is no question that Joel Surnow will be missed on the program.
Surnow says he now wants to do some soul searching and maybe work on some other projects.
Sir, now I must tell you, sir, I am leaving now.
Now, sir.
I am sending my wife to spouse camp.
That's right. Also, that was the very modern night at the round table. Surnow.
Do Surnow with love. Most TV writers are going back to work today, having yesterday approved their new contract. The three-month-long strike is over at a cost to the entertainment industry of over $2 billion.
When do our writers come back?
I would like to apologize to our entire audience for that last joke. Which I went all the way back to the time of Lancelot to make a joke about Sir Now, and it just didn't work. I'm very sorry. Horribly embarrassed and horribly disturbed.
I think we're going to be okay here.
Why did you stop your voice halfway through? It went like this. I'm terribly sorry and disturbed. Michael Mara voice.
I was going from this voice right into the Jim Mora voice. I'm horribly embarrassed. Sick. Ought to get my ass thrown right out of the stadium.
For a minute, I thought you were Sir Bagel of City.
And incidentally, I like that impression of me, though. That's good that you do.
All I know
Hi, how are you? Yes, I'm here. I'm Santa.
Michael Mara told a joke that didn't go over well, and all I know is that listeners were cheering when Mike was down injured, and I would say, that's crap. You should get your ass thrown right out of the stadium. Mm-hmm. These are sick. Sick people.
Sick in the head.
Sick in the head.
Guy goes down, telling a joke, gets his knee blown up.
Playoffs?
Not badly, hopefully.
We're the 66th most popular radio show in America.
We're heavy hitters.
Playoffs?
Bingo.
So today, the Hollywood machine is stumbling back at a frenzied pace. It will take days, weeks in some cases, to have new scripts for making new shows.
Gosh, Buzz, how many brain cells do you think they're out got to get together to get the next 2.5 men together?
Quite
seriously.
A few.
Two and a half. Thank you, Rob.
The producers of Lost say they hope to bang out 5 more episodes for this season. They had planned on 8, but now with the strike, they're compacting the story progress of those 8 episodes into 5.
Who cuts their beards?
I don't know.
That's right. They don't all. They should all look like cavemen.
Wait, It doesn't take place in real time. I think they've only been there like at this point 52 days or something.
Oh, so they wouldn't have like the Tom Hanks syndrome.
Right. No. So I think somebody actually monitors this.
Yeah, but it would have to be someone like me with not a lot of testosterone, because like 52 days for me would.
Yeah,
be
but
like,
you'd have the Fu Manchu. You know, you'd have that string hanging down. You wouldn't have a lot of hairs, but the hairs that are there would be long.
My beard looks like Jane Seymour's.
Your beard grows.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't mention this to you.
What?
Did you happen to see the Today Show today?
Oh, yeah. We didn't have time to get to
oh,
it.
Oh, my God. With our favorite. She was on with her special accent.
Mike, sounds like Arnold.
We've got
She's
for
insane.
An, for an entire break on a future show.
Oh, since the testimony.
Hold on a second. That's the wrong
one. She was has his voice.
Hold on.
Kathleen Turner.
And she's pissed a lot of people off with her book.
Yeah, well, Nicolas Cage.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hello, this is Kathleen Turner.
Listen to her. This is Kathleen Turner on the Today Show. Come on, please. Come on, big bucks. No whammies. Come on.
So contradictory in this case.
What?
Machine number one.
Gotcha.
Kathleen Turner, nice to have you here. Good morning. Did you have to be convinced to write this?
I did.
Why? Why were you hesitant?
Well, because I thought it might seem, I don't know, self-aggrandizing.
I don't know, because my balls are getting in the way.
It's scary.
Wow. Egotistical.
And when you got started, though, did it start to come naturally?
Yeah, well, Gloria Feld, who is a great friend, and she was the president of Planned Parenthood, and I've been a very active member of Planned Parenthood for my whole adult life. So she kind of talked me into it. And she really, I think, had the greater job because...
Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt Lauer.
She's excellent at Planned Parenthood. Her voice is birth control.
I just got to talk for hours and
just
hours
told
and
stories
hours
and she could put it into
and
book
she
form.
She had to, made some order out of it.
What? Out of it? Why is she saying eat?
Do you remember when she used to be impossibly hot?
She was the hottest woman. She was the hottest woman in cinema. She was
even hot in War of the Roses.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah. She was hot in that.
Hot
right?
Back then.
And then it happened.
Something happened.
What happened to her?
Rumor.
She needs to go to the camp.
Some would say rheumatoid arthritis.
People laid off because of the writer's strike.
Why does she sound like Mo Slezak? Hey, Homer.
Hello there, Homer. I've got Sleek Donut.
People laid off because of the writer's strike are also going back to work now. A lot of Americans, though, are not going back to work. For the first time in 5 years, corporations made surprise layoffs in January as the ailing economy cuts into profits. A monthly government survey shows that brand-name American companies eliminated 17,000 positions. Most likely, this means another round of interest rate cuts by the Fed to try to get things moving. But economists say the months ahead will be rough for companies and for the people they employ. General Motors is offering to buy out all 74,000 of its union employees after losing nearly $39 billion in 07. Whirlpool's closing its two American plants, putting nearly 1,300 people out of work. But the great thing about America...
I hope Paul Harris lands on his feet.
Me too.
The great thing, however, about America is you can grow up to be anything. In the case of John Corcoran of Oceanside, California, he grew up mostly sitting in the dumb row at school. But in the end, he graduated from college and went on to teach high school for 17 years and settled into retirement.
Ooh-hee.
And he did it all without ever learning to read until he was 48 years old.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
He taught for 17 years.
Joe.
He cheated his way through all of it.
Joe.
To distract everyone at a younger age, John became a behavioral problem. Teachers advanced him just to get him off their plates. An athletic scholarship got him through college.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say hi to my friend, Whiplash, the rodeo monkey. He rides a dog. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie.
Hi, Joe. Joe's looking at pictures of dead people. Ooh.
Today, John campaigns for literacy, partly through a couple of books he's written that now even he can read.
The Charlie Stuang Stabilak Center for Kids That Can't Read. Good.
Funny movie.
You know. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don?
I have nipples.
Can you milk me?
He loves that joke.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
What'd you vote for?
I voted for Mike Huckabee. Yeah. You act surprised.
Well, have you I'm noticed not. How many
What's people, wrong with you guys?
You notice how many people, when they say it, it comes out, Mike Huckabee? Mm-hmm. That's all I want to say.
That's fair enough.
Oh, you're in trouble.
That's like the IHOP thing, just mm-hmm. Watch your news, people.
That's right.
Listen to them tonight. They have problems.
If I said it, we'd be sued.
Mike Huckabee, but it sounds like something else.
Mike Huckabee.
That's right, Charlie.
Mike Huckabee.
Well, well said.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
The Don and Mike Show.
Got stuff.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Regis, what are you looking forward to tonight?
I guess the word is anal.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The Democratic race for president that has run so close for so long now has a clear frontrunner. Barack Obama swept yesterday's primaries in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland, and now has more votes, more states, and scores more delegates than Hillary Clinton.
I am not giving up.
No, you shouldn't. You should not give up, and it's not over yet.
Lots yes, he should, Buzz.
Lots of big states.
Believe me, I think he should give up.
Still going to be close.
And all that firewall crap, nah, give up, quit. It's over. It's done. It's Obama.
With 8 straight wins under his belt, Obama now focuses on the Wisconsin primary, while Hillary focuses on the big state of Texas. They'll both focus on Ohio. Quoting Obama, we are bringing together Democrats, independents, and Republicans, blacks and whites, Latinos and Asians, small states and big states, red states and blue states, into a United States of America.
You just did a commercial for him.
I did, sort of. and polls show Obama is also likely to beat John McCain, who also won his Chesapeake primaries yesterday, despite the competitive popularity of Mike Huckabee, who's still making a very strong showing.
Mike Huckabee.
Were you surprised that he kicked as much ass as Obama did? I mean, were you surprised at the margin of victory?
No, no. He's a fantastic.
Especially in Virginia?
He's a fantastic candidate. I like him.
I was surprised that he got that much vote of the vote in Virginia. I really was surprised. I thought she was going to draw from down in the southern part of the state.
It's interesting because talking to Democrats, what I'm hearing is that Obama supporters are willing to support Hillary if she's the nominee, and Hillary supporters are willing to support Obama if he's the
nominee.
That
is exactly how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not how I feel.
Good for you, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'm just being a little cocky today.
K-O-C-K-Y.
That's right, with a K. Oh, and in the meantime.
Ron Paul!
In the meantime, President. What? President
Why?
Bush continues to get what he wants from Congress when it comes to tapping phones and internet use. He got the Senate yesterday to approve giving immunity to phone companies that secretly help the government eavesdrop without a warrant.
I'm just a simple president.
You can now no longer sue the phone company for invading your privacy. And for what it's worth, lawmakers in the House said no to Bush on this, but now they'll be forced to compromise with the Senate, with things in the end still mostly going the president's way.
Lawmakers in the House!
It helps. A party line anyway. Go ahead and listen. Listen and get on.
I'm talking to you, Dan Burton.
It helps politically, of course, if you can still make people fearful enough that they'll give up their liberties. Homeland Security and the FBI have issued a warning about how a pregnancy prosthetic could be used to conceal a bomb. As usual, the government says it has no specific credible intelligence.
Looks like baby vomit.
Talk about your mixed messages. The world's biggest statue of Jesus Christ was struck by lightning on Sunday.
Oh, you love this, don't you?
The Christ the Redeemer statue weighs 700 tons and is one of the new seven wonders of the world.
Why was this the one in Brazil?
Atop of the mountain in Rio, Brazil.
Wow. I was in this your lead today over George Bush's stupid.
Wow.
Although Sunday's storm did a fair amount of damage in the area, the statue was unharmed.
Yeah,
well, of course. Zeus has been struck.
Buzz, I heard from my clergyman the lightning came from the statue.
Yeah, that'd be hard to trace.
You spell clergy right. K-L-E-R-G-Y.
Hey, I'm not messing around clergy. With this. Clergy.
Church.
The statue was unharmed because he
K-H-U-R-C-A.
Suffered enough. And finally.
That'd be Kirch.
Kirch.
Finally, I regret to report that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile has skidded off an icy road in Pennsylvania.
Oh, now listen, come on. This is just not funny.
Everyone's okay.
What did it land in?
In a ditch, I think.
In a hole.
Everybody's okay, especially after hearing the tow truck driver say, and I kid you not.
Landed between Delta Burke's butt cheeks. The perfect bun.
The tow truck driver said, and I quote, the first wiener I've ever pulled out.
Oh,
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know, the guys are saying, we love you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No. Yeah, I wish. See you at the camp.
Crazy camp.
And see you tomorrow with a tunnel of love. Good day to you, sir.
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 And have
Jesus K-H-R-I-S-T.
Very good. Came out of his fingers.
This is the Don and Mike Show.